This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is our number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. One tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, he was traveling earlier this week, so he couldn't be with us Monday, and then he was traveling more. So, now here he is on Thursday. Joining us now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, I think we have to rename the conference I went to. It was the Lock and Load Alumni Gathering. Okay. The Second Amendment Foundation called it the Gun Rights Policy Conference. I get it. Right. I get it. But I mean, who was there? Rick Ector, Dean Weingarten, Freddie Reel of Ammo Land, Dan Zimmerman, Stephen Gutowski, our friend Dr. John Adeen, Alan Beck, Stephen Stambolia, Alan Gottlieb. How did you guys do a show without all that?
Well, you know, I actually had to talk. It was foreign.
Well, it was great to see the people I've heard on your show face to face. You've covered the news. Diana Mueller was giving congressional testimony. She was there at the conference too.
Right. Yep.
As you'd expect. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I saw her testimony. I sort of liked that little smug smile she said when I won't be compliant. I like that.
Weapons ban.
Yeah.
Someone, I don't know if you had him on your show yet, Michael Sodani of Walk the Talk America. He's still affiliated with a firearms distributor. And someone he knew took his own life. And this was just a wake-up call. The theme of Walk the Talk America is that we have a mass murder every day if you count all of the suicides by gun owners. And he goes, wow, these are our guys. Let's talk about it. Let's not pretend that mental illness doesn't happen to us. And he goes, the crazy news is that people get better. You know, we don't say for watch out for George because he's taking his meds. We say, oh, watch out, George is off his meds. People have mental health problems. People get better. As gun owners, we need to keep them alive through that illness. And he came up, he had a bunch of just eye-opening examples. Can I tell you about him?
Sure. We got five and a half minutes. Go.
5 minutes, right.
Yeah.
Your friend's having emotional problems. He's seen a therapist, but he says, you know, it's not quite working right. We're going to adjust the medications, but that's dangerous. It's gambling. So yeah. While I'm being treated and this changes, I want you to take my guns. Just keep safe. And I just want to make sure I don't have access to them when things are getting a little strange, except in your state, you can't keep your friends safe without becoming a felon.
Right.
Because of mandatory background checks. rape. Who did that make safer? Your daughter's attacked by a stalker. Due to mandatory background check laws, you can't loan her one of your guns. Even worse, due to red flag laws, her stalker can submit an extreme risk protection order and demand that your daughter undergo a psychiatric exam. Lots of sexual abuse victims show post-traumatic stress. Due to red flag laws, the court orders your daughter to be disarmed. Just therapists don't have a clue about how our gun culture works. It's something absolutely mundane. Your neighbors are having their house fumigated. They have to move out. Some of their guns they'll keep in the safe, but some they'd like to give to you. They're just, you know, they're rare. Maybe they're too desirable, and they're afraid if they're stolen, they'd come back to the crime community, except you can't take them.
Right.
You have to go to the FFL to do a transfer of each and every firearm. Instead, they decide to leave their guns at home. Does that make us safer or put us at greater risk? Things like that, to me, were eye-opening.
The thing about mental health, the only problem I have with mental health is that when they get out there and they say, listen, we're doing it for their own good, I would almost buy off on that if they would tell us what is the pathway back. What has to be shown? What kind of treatment has to be completed? Once we've completed that, what happens next? What's next in the lineup of everything that we want to do? And if you can't tell us that, if there is no stepping back, then I'm afraid that's a problem.
It's a huge problem. It stigmatizes people when they need help. It's the same thing you do to your neighbor. Dude, of course I'll take him. And he comes over one night, and you don't quite believe it, and you say, you know, let's talk about this in the morning after I've talked to the rest of your family, and you're thinking, after I've talked to the rest of your family to make sure you're really squared away. Because the last thing we want to do is let our friends hurt themselves. It's absolutely obvious, and yet we see how the laws are manipulated to keep us from helping, and in fact, really bad actors like stalkers can manipulate the law to intimidate their victims. It makes me fear. You know, there are people at this conference who were victims of sexual violence. I hate it that they're right. Victimized again. Wow. So very much a real world conference. Yes, John Lott was there. Awesome to get his statistics. But there were so many people who were just taking, well, you know, Rick Ector trained 800 plus women on one day in Detroit.
Right.
Because it made him so angry that someone had murdered a woman and dumped the body near him. And he said, I hate it that there was an unarmed victim who couldn't defend him herself. Let's see what we can do. I hope it's hard for you. I hope you could come. I think you would be inspired.
I'm actually discussing I've got to find a very portable way to do the show.
Right.
I've got to find a very portable way to do the show. When I go to SHOT Show, it's looking like we're going to be on Radio Row. So
okay.
It'll be live from SHOT Show that week, but like going to this class we're going to next week. This time next week we'll be in Santee, South Carolina. I think that's where the hotel is that you and John are staying at, that I'm now staying at.
Awesome.
You know, that'll be 2 days I'm not doing the show.
And I was working on dry presentation of that red dot gun.
Yeah. Well,
I need time with it in my hand.
Yeah, the CZP-10F is ready to go. Ready to go. Coming up on the first break, if you like podcasts, well, Rob does too, because he does two of them, not just one, two. And he does the Polite Society podcast, which is an ensemble cast, which is a very, very good podcast. And then there's the unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tire look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, who this time next week will be settling in and getting ready for the evening prior to going and taking a red dot sight class in the low country of South Carolina. Hope it's not too humid when we go down there.
Compared to Louisiana, dude?
Well, you mean, well, compared to Camden, Tennessee.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. It will be, could be a little more. And the magic of that red dot sight class is, once you get this reflex optic, there's no magnification.
Right.
Once you get the dot on target, ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But your hand has to know what that position looks and feels like. So you got to touch the gun, otherwise you're going to have to hunt for it.
Yep. Yep. Which one did you end up putting up on your pistol?
An RMR.
RMR.
On a Glock 19 clone.
Gotcha. I have a Delta Point on a CZ P10F. Are you taking a spare, or you just going to take that one gun?
I'll have to drive one, and if it goes belly up, I'll beg something off John.
I can only imagine what John's gun room looks like.
Right. Right.
He tries to lure me. He'd be like, you know, Bill, if you'll come to San Antonio, I'll let you shoot my 10mm SIG. And I think about it. I do think about that. But, you know, he just sort of tickles me. But, I mean, he's got... now, are you going to carry a gun with an optic after you take this class?
I think so.
Yeah?
This is not a race gun. This is a carry gun.
Yeah.
I have to go put enough rounds through it to wear it in and then clean it before I go.
Right.
That's what I'm planning to do.
Now, did Roger make you one whole gun, or did just your slide?
He made me two halves.
Two halves.
I've been carrying the bottom for a while, but the top is new.
Barrel and everything, sights. Well, I guess the RMR cut was put in and everything else.
Right.
You will like that. You will find that gun to be very, very durable because, well, I shot two of them in Camden.
Right. Yeah, you were shooting this gun. It just didn't have the optics cut.
Right.
So. We will learn a lot. And now, Steve said something interesting on your show. He goes, normally I don't coach until asked. I'm going, okay. That'll be good. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. I mean, obviously, yes. he has a way to make it work. We will.
I'll be asking.
Exactly. Why did John beat me this time, Steve? What do I have to do to catch up?
Yep. But I'm also going to be off. I'm going to be shooting on one end so that I can fly drones over the range and everything. Last time with whenever you go to a tactical response class, you have to ask permission to film.
Right.
And I didn't, and I couldn't find James to ask him, so I didn't.
Okay.
And you know. I'm going to film some stuff this time. Yeah, well, I told him that I was going to be filming this, so we will see what we see, I guess, huh?
Well, I'm excited because, who was I just reading about? I think SIG is selling so many firearms with an optics cut that almost outnumbers the firearms they sell with a conventional sight system now.
Right.
Don't you think law enforcement is going to go to a red dot pretty soon?
A lot of law enforcement right now. One, my backup gun is going to be the STI Staccato P.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of law enforcement is going to this configuration because it has a Holosun optic on it, red dot on it, and it's a very good setup. And it's one of these things where, but. I mean, you've been practicing, right? You've been practicing the
right.
pushing it out. It's a different kind of push out, isn't it? Because you've got the angle, you got to get that angle right.
Yes, you do.
Because it's not the same angle when you're using your sights?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, they're co-witnessed. If I had suppressor height sights, it would be the same.
But for me, it seems like I have to do a little bit of different stuff.
Okay.
Seems like I have to angle down a little bit from what I usually use, but I've just about gotten away from that Glock angle altogether anyway, so...
One thing that bothers me is at close range, in some sense, I don't use the sights. I use just the top of the gun like I'm shooting a shotgun.
Right.
And you can't do that. That won't work anymore.
Yeah.
So everything will be sighted fire.
I think this is a splendid option for people that are getting to be our age to segue to an optics-mounted gun. I'm not that worried even if somebody gets out there and says, well, you got to have a battery. And I got to show you about this Delta Point. This Delta Point has an ingenious way to put the battery in. This gun was only set up for a Delta Point.
Mm-hmm.
So, because originally I wanted to use another Holosun, because I think the Holosun is a very good optic for the money. But this one, you don't have to take the optic off to change the battery.
Got it.
I think that's pretty good.
Well, you know what? Seeing what others have done will be quite the education for me. Oh, I found one. I tried it. I like it. You know, it's the same problem you and I have if we go to a range with a bunch of our buddies.
Right.
You know, if you stand there just looking at it, they'll go, here, shoot it. Well, this would be the chance to put some strange steel in my hand. I like it.
Have you already got you got a holster that's going to fit that gun?
Oh, yeah. I'm squared away.
Good to go. Good to go. I know John will probably show up with about four or five, won't he?
Exactly. When we come back,
yes,
I want to talk about Diana Mueller.
Okay.
She started the DC project, which is 50 women, one from each state, who go and testify in front of Congress and the Senate. You know, hi, meet your representatives, be a resource. Except now with all these crazy gun control laws, they're testifying on the floor. Wow.
Yeah. But I'll give you my opinion of that when we get back. But, yes, we definitely will talk about that. We will definitely talk about that. And in the meantime, Rob writes on a very prolific basis, and you can find it at Slipback's WordPress blog, where from there it goes to ClashDaily.com and Amoland.com, which cleaned up at the GRPC as far as awards that they won. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In his statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the death of General Qasem Soleimani should be welcomed.
We should welcome his death and its complication of Tehran's terrorism industrial complex, but we must remain vigilant and soberly prepare for even further aggression.
The Kentucky Republican speaking there on Capitol Hill. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 68 points to finish at 28,703. The NASDAQ rose 11. The S&P 50. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with Rob Morse, fresh off of the road from GRPC. Did you fly or did you drive?
I flew because I went from central Louisiana to Phoenix, Arizona, and then on to San Diego and back.
Right, right.
Just a little. That was a week's trip right there. Wow.
How are you coming to South Carolina?
I'll drive.
Wow. I've done that drive before, buddy, let me tell you. Plus, you're doing
a very long day.
Yeah, it's what is it? What's it going to be, about 20 hours?
I think a little less, but 18, 19, yeah. Yeah. Right up there. Get a running start at it.
Tell me about Miss
Mueller. I may make it 2 days, leave on Wednesday.
There you go. Tell me about Miss Mueller.
So Diana Mueller is just a wonderful woman who found herself exactly where she needed to be. Retired Tulsa police officer. And she was literally touring Washington, D.C., drops in, hi, Congressman, we've met before in Tulsa, hi, just thought I'd say hi. And in the conversation, she goes, well, wait a minute, what could I do to help you? And, you know, he comments, look, lots of congressmen face issues they know very little about. You know self-defense, you know self-defense from the perspective not only of a policewoman, but a three-gun competitor. And these guys don't have a clue. So she goes, okay, I'll come. And she goes, wait a minute. I'm just talking to one congressman. I need some help. And she got her friends, one from every state, and they go, they went, I guess, in early September this year. Well, now there's all this legislation that the House is throwing up. Ban this, ban that, make that illegal. And Diana and the D.C. Project gal stepped in and said, guys, this doesn't make any sense. Oddly enough, when a woman says she needs a gun, politicians listen more than if you say it, Bill, or if I say it. So there she was in front of a congressional committee, and she said, I'm not going to go for it. She served with the Tulsa Police Department. She had a bump stock that I think she got rid of.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, that was a goofy toy. The law didn't make any sense. But okay, I'll choose to be a law-abiding citizen. But if you pass this assault weapons ban, I won't comply. Very much like the, what was it, 97% of the law enforcement agents in Connecticut did when they were told to register their firearms along with all the other civilians.
Yep.
And they said, no, not happening.
The problem that they would face with that, too, is that an overwhelming majority of police officers that they would have to ask to go take these guns actually support people having them.
Right.
I mean, it's somewhere between 70% and 80%. And I'm sure, yeah.
And the problem I see there is, okay, I'm going to ask 20 of you law enforcement guys to go take guns. Who'd rather not? Okay. The four of you that are left standing, you're my gun confiscation patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. And they will. Well, I'm in it to get my pension.
They will. Now they will, but they depending on it's just going to depend on how they execute it, and it will be just like what happened in Maryland with Mr. Willis. You know, Mr.
Right.
Willis, he probably didn't even know red flag orders existed, and he probably didn't pay attention to them when they were being you know debated about, bandied about. Although I'm sure it wasn't much of a debate in Maryland.
Right.
And then now he's dead. And that's not going to happen. That cannot be allowed to happen that many times in the United States. That just can't. Because he was killed for not complying with an unconstitutional law. And when I was in the military, I was told I didn't have to follow unlawful orders.
But there are, unfortunately, those who will.
Well, and they will pay the price. Because the problem is, at some point, we will come back around to being a constitutional republic. This will cause a bunch of upheaval, and we will wrench it back around to becoming a constitutional republic again. And then that happens, they will be held accountable for it. And they're not going to be beat up, but you know, we may take everything they've got, a la lawsuits and fines and everything else, and maybe they go to prison. I don't know. But it's not going to be the French collaborators.
Bill, you just gave me my article for this week.
Thank you. Absolutely. The other thing, and I find it interesting. I saw her testifying, but I mean, they're going to try to impeach Trump, and Trump's not. Trump, gun control's dead. I think he was willing to do a little theater to make it look like he was considering gun control. That's just not going to happen. He's already said we're pulling back. I mean, they obviously don't want to do nothing along these lines. And he's making it, and with the way he termed it, he's making it sound like, you know, I was willing to play your stupid little game, but hey, you want to play this game? Fine, I won't be playing none of your games.
I think he's gonna start playing hardball.
Oh yeah.
Do you think they tried to impeach President Trump because they're uncovering Biden's corruption with his son in Ukraine?
Well, I think the whole thing with the Russian collusion thing, you know about Fast and Furious with Holder and Obama.
Sure.
Obama knew about Fast and Furious. Hillary Clinton knew about it. She knew about it. They didn't tell the Mexican government about it. How many people died because of that? I mean, it makes Watergate look like, a bunch of guys broke into a place and Nixon didn't want to talk about it, so he covered it up. That's what Watergate was.
Right.
These guys committed murder. And that's going to come out, and all of this has been just a sort of a subterfuge to camouflage the fact, and most of it's been projection, because Hillary was the one that colluded with the Russians. Obama colluded with Medvedev when he got out there and said, listen, after my election it happens, I'll have more leniency and I can do pretty much what I want. So just, hang tight, Mike. And, left it at that. So,
right.
Yeah, I think I almost got to wonder if this is what he's been waiting on. Because he got out there and said, well, if I've got to be transparent, so do the Democrats. And now, what do they say to that? What do they say? No, we don't have to be. You have to be, but we don't have to be. Is that going to be the game? Because that ain't going to fly. They've already got problems. They've already got enough problems.
The issue that I see is they have the media, which means it's very hard to call out their lies. They'll keep you and I busy. We'll have articles to write till the cows come home. But
in order for the Democrats to win, like among the constituencies, they got to get 90% of black America to vote for them, and 30% of black America votes is going to vote for Trump. Hispanic America is going to vote for Trump.
Now, I heard a quote about this gun control push. It's not really about saving kids. It's about frightening urban moms into voting Democrat.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Coming up on the next break.
I was slow to pick up on that.
Coming up on the next break, talking to Rob Morse. He is both a podcaster and a writer. His podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, is a very unique one simply because they take a real self-defense situation that occurred and they break it down. Rob and an armed self-defense instructor is very fascinating to listen to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking with Rob Morse. Fresh show. And getting ready to get back on the road. Gonna jump. You still have your Mustang?
No, yes, but that's actually my wife's car. I'm going to take the SUV mobile.
I hear
the
you.
Suburban Assault. Never mind.
The suburban urban vehicle.
Yeah, it's for a long ride. You know, you just gave me such an interesting comment. Does qualified immunity apply to an unlawful order? Because the cop who comes to take our gun says, "Hey, man, I was just following orders." You go, "Sorry, yeah, partner."
That went out with the Nuremberg trial. That's over with. We can't claim that. They can't claim it. It comes down to there's right, there's wrong. Yes, I know it's a profession, but a lot of these guys take the oath really seriously. I know a great many of them. A lot of the sheriffs, you know, you were hanging out with Richie Mack. He knows
yes,
which sheriffs are, he knows which sheriffs are going to stand by and not do something, and which ones are going to say something proactive and actually do something to keep this from happening. And they will be the ones that actually emerge as the keepers of the peace, or at least the head of the keepers of the peace.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Fascinating, actually.
It's a lot. It's a logistical nightmare, and the odds are stacked in our favor. So
yeah, like, can you move to a pro rights county?
Well, all of this stuff they wanted to do federally is done. The stuff they're trying to do statewise, the Supreme Court is moving ahead with New York State.
Right,
and that's going to put the chill to them. That's going to put the chill to them. So,
but that, by the way, if you get a chance to sit down with Stephen Stambouli and Alan Beck while they have an adult beverage and think out loud. It's fascinating to sit there with your mouth closed and your ears open and learn a lot. I think it's a deadline where the Supremes will decide whether or not to proceed to review the New York case, and that's coming up in a few weeks. But the actual oral arguments for the case itself wouldn't be until December.
Well, I think what we're going to see, though, is that even people like Ginsburg and Kagan are going to look at this and they're going to say, you guys tried to short-circuit our authority.
Right.
They don't like that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she got out there and said, well, I mean, she's, you know, the Democrats got out there, five of the Democratic senators threatened the Supreme Court with, we will pack the court if you hear this. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, we got enough justices here. Thanks, buddy. So, you know, some of these people, we don't really know what goes on in those chambers. Scalia and Ginsburg were good buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know what goes on there. So
I think, there's an attitude amongst politicians that say we can legislate faster than you can litigate. We can write laws faster than you can declare them unconstitutional. And, you know, it's the find me a Hawaiian judge who will say that the president's actions are illegal, right?
Sure.
And I think that's very much Obama's bone in his pen. And we see it again with not just Beto, but presidential candidate Kamala Harris, who flat out said, yeah, I want to confiscate guns.
Sure.
Or, as she calls it, mandatory buybacks of guns that can, quote, kill a lot of people. Well, are those same guns weapons of war when the police have them, but they're, you know, tools for murder when my wife defends our family? Wow.
Well, wow.
I don't think no one's going to put it to Kamala quite that way, but you and I are asking ourselves that question.
Well,
and
I mean,
how will the judges see it?
Kamala, to have been an attorney general of a state, is very... She doesn't really know what she's talking about when it comes to talking about weapons. And I mean, in California, where they've never seen gun control, they didn't like that was one thing. But trying to get out here and sell it to the rest of the country, that was de Blasio's problem. That's Bloomberg's problem. All of these people that come from these states where they become these little potentates of their own, getting out and trying to sell it to the rest of the country is just not going to fly.
It's a hard sell.
Yeah, and this idea that they know better, that just makes it that much worse. So I always get a kick out of watching these guys try to play the game like, well, you know, I know better. Okay.
Well, one of my instructors really pulled me up short. And she goes, Rob, take a young female friend of yours out to shoot. You start her on the Ruger 10/22. A great beginner. You know, hopefully you start her even younger and earlier on a cricket, but okay, she's a teenager. 10/22. Where do you go next? You go to the AR-15. It's a girl's gun. It's shooting 22 caliber. Now, it's loud, but there's very little recoil. So are the Dems out to disarm women? Whoa. Wow, I'd never thought of that. And it made me stand up.
Well, I spoke to a little girl today that works for Apple, and she has an AR-15. She worked in Apple's tech support, and I don't know where she lives, but she was just explaining to me why, because she was saying, I need to get a shotgun next, and I was like, why? I said, you got that AR, just use that AR. She's like, but it's so noisy. I was like, just use the AR.
Because
she was saying she was looking for a gun for home defense. I was like, listen, I don't like shotguns, and I weigh a lot. So if I don't like shotguns, you probably won't like shotguns neither. But
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I think you gave her some good
advice. Well, she's already got it. She's already trained with it.
Ex-military?
No, but she has shot her AR.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I knew this guy retired out of the Army, and he goes, look, it's my comfort weapon. It's what I know in the dark, forward and backward. And really, the gun you want to grab is that gun, the one you're infinitely familiar with. If right. you don't train with your AR and you're carrying a sidearm every day, go for your sidearm, because in moments of stress, you need something with which you're familiar. You need a lot of habits to help you in times of stress.
There you go. Yeah. Now, will you be back with me on Monday? Because, you know, Wednesday we're on the road.
If you'll have me, I'll be there with a smile.
Very good. So you can catch Rob for the written word at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where it goes from there to the shy and retiring and very introverted Doug Giles and his ClashDaily.com, and then from there to Ammoland.com. But that's just what he writes. Additionally, there's the podcasts. There's the Polite Society podcast, which is it's like a variety show of sorts, where they're considering all kinds of Second Amendment topics, gun topics, political topics, whatever it is, they're considering all of it. And it's an ensemble cast that all play a part in telling the story as they explain it. And then there is the Slow Facts WordPress. No, excuse me, not that, but the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique because they're talking about something that really happened. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.